tennis on the Big Sports Breakfast with Roger Rashid.
15 minutes.
Exciting night coming up as far as Wimbledon is concerned and grass court action. We've got the world number one. God, that's got a nice ring to it. We've got an Aussie world number one on the women's side. That is Ash Barty. She's in action. She's expected to go through with no drama. I can't say the same about the men's side, Loz, because on the men's side, this bloke, his middle name's drama and controversy. That is Nick Kyrgios, who's taking on Rafael Nadal. Now, they've already got some back catalogue of dramas between the two of them. They've met on six occasions. They've actually split it 3-3. We never doubt his talent, just the way he behaves. That's Roger Rashid, by the way, and also Nick Kyrgios. Good morning, Rog.
Well, I'm glad you put me in the basket. I'm happy to enjoy it. Can I have prize money, by the way?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But there is a bit of a back catalogue, though, here, Rog, isn't there? There was a spat. It happened in Acapulco, didn't it? And he had a shot at Uncle Tony. Nick had a shot at Uncle Tony from Raffa's camp.
Yeah, that's right. So there's been a little bit of back and forth, and I won't say back and forth, and Nick in a podcast as well in Rome with an American journalist went out as well and got on the front foot as well. So there's been a little bit in it. And as you said, they've played six times, three apiece. The first time they played was in 2014 on grass here at Wimbledon Centre Court. Nick wins the first set, wins in four, some explosive tennis. And the last time they played was Acapulco this year, and Nick won in three sets in heavy conditions in real humidity over there in Acapulco. It was a night match, but still. So you can see what he brings to the table. He's a concern for Rafa because of the artillery now, and he can take the racket out of your hand. He's overly explosive on the grass court as well. And the difference here with it is for me, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's going to be very interesting to see how this match unfolds. I think we all are going to be watching this, and everyone in the locker room and the cafeterias. It's going to be eyes on this match. Mm. But there's a bit of Rafa going out sort of in defence of his family, if you know what I mean, because they're very tight-knit family. They wouldn't have enjoyed some of the comments that were made just about Uncle Tony. And it's almost one of those matches where you go out and you're defending your family's name.
Sounds like the Godfather, you know what I mean? Uncle Tony.
Yeah, exactly. So look, it's going to be very intriguing. There's no doubt about that. Nick's going to revel in the conditions. He'll need to win the first set. I think you need to put Rafa under that sort of duress, the scoreboard duress, where he can't be so explosive and sort of bully you, stick your chest out. And look, it's hard to bully Nick anyway because of the fact that he owns a fair bit of the points, courtesy of his weapons.
I want to ask you this question, Rog. We obviously talk about Tommy and we talk about Kyrgios all the time for giving up during their matches. What other tennis players do that?
Look, there's been a few. There's been, you know, there's players that will give up. They might have some moments in matches where they don't, you know, they've lost their bit of mojo.
Yeah.
But I think you know, with someone like Bernie, it's the consistency of which it happens. I mean, you know, we all know sports people throughout the course of a long
time. But Roger or Rafa or Djokovic had never given up, have they? Or do they?
No, you don't really see it. It's not their DNA. You know, they're out there. That, you know, so in general, most athletes, you know, they're there. They endorse the competition. But the reality is, in any code, you have players that actually, you know, have their time where they're not totally engaged. And you know, for Tommy's point of view, it's all the time. But look, he's out of the tournament. And the reality is, the guys that are in the tournament now, you know, we had some winners, Novak. Got through, Milos Raonic got through. There was Simona Halep on the women's side, Pliskova Azarenka, who beat Tom Nanovic from Australia. Alexei Poprin played really well against Danai Medvedev, in the 11th seed. A lot of experience there against a player on the way out. So what a great tournament that he had. Qualified, got to the second round. We're going to see so much of him. And we had a young 15-year-old, before we talk about the other Aussies, obviously Ash Barty in action, and a couple of men. The 15-year-old Coco Gauff.
Yep.
Now, she just finished under lights with the roof closed. I'm actually on the rooftop at the moment. And she played a match with the roof closes on court one for the first time under lights, and she got through to the third round. So she's qualified and got through to the third round.
Wow.
Amazing.
Good story, isn't it? Now, that let's hope she can keep on going until hopefully she doesn't meet Ash Barty.
She's not on that side of the draw,
which is good. So, mate, I just want to try and nail you down, mate, for a tip tonight with Nick Kyrgios. And as far as tab.com.au is concerned?
I think I lean Rafa in four. Have to go with the body of work that he's done. I just think it's a Rafa match in four. But don't worry, if Nick won this match in three sets, no one would be surprised. Yeah, I mean, because he's got. And he does like the matchup with Rafa, no doubt about that.
What about Alex de Minaur up against Johnson?
Yeah, this is an interesting match. I think Alex wins this match because Stevie Johnson's a manufactured tennis player. He likes the American hard court. He's got a serve, good forehand, but he's manufactured. Doesn't move so well on this court. And Alex loves playing forward of the court, presses you, takes your time away, gets the ball at you quick. So I like Alex in that one. And John Millman takes on Laszlo Djigir, and this is a great story. Serbian, if you look at his backstory, if you Google him when you've got a bit of time, he's lost both his parents. He won in Rio this year, beat Dominic Thiem in the first round and won the title, and he just lost his one of his parents a few weeks prior to that. So it's an amazing story. I don't think he wins it. I think John Millman will win that. So I'm feeling like we're going to have a minimum of three Aussies through to the third round tomorrow, and possibly, you know, with Nick, that's the wild card.
And, mate, Ash Barty, we just hopefully, fingers crossed, she's $1.04. We just expect her to walk on through.
Yeah, I think so. Look, there's no doubt about that. And look, there was one stage there she was scheduled for centre court. First on centre court, it got shifted to court two. Some people have thought there's some controversy around that. I think it's tough with the scheduling because you've got a couple of Brits playing on first. Cam Norrie is playing, and then you've got Joanna Ponter, and then you've got Nadal and Kyrgios. So she's not going to mind. She plays on court two. She'll get through that, and she'll be, I'm sure, come the third round, she'll be on centre court. But she played doubles today, got through with Azarenka really easy. So it was a good day for her to get out there, get some sun, and it's having like a light knock-up.
There was no major upsets overnight, mate?
There were none really. I mean, realistically, Madison Keys lost. But she's been struggling here. She's American who's struggled to actually to do anything on this grass court here at Wimbledon. And Stan Wawrinka, he probably lost. He lost to a big, tall American, almost 7 foot tall, in Opelka. He's a young American, but that's just a really good tennis match, and that was 8-6 in the fifth. So they're the only two big names that actually that were exited today.
Right. We don't think it'll be on before 2:30 a.m. our time. Pardon me. That's Nick Kyrgios up against Nadal. Thank you, Rog.
Thanks, boys. And the last news of the tournament here, which is creating a stir, which you wouldn't think it would do mixed doubles, but Andy Murray is teaming with Serena Williams in the mixed doubles. So that's taking a fair bit of front page attention as well, which is, obviously Andy's come back, but them teaming up together. I'm going probably say that if they can play all the way, I guess they win that event because there's a fair bit of talent on that side of the court.
Yeah, that's a fair comment there. I think you've got that one right. Good on you, Rog. Roger Rashid joining us rooftop. He's on top of the roof.
I thought rooftops were only sort of bars.
No, he's on top of the closed roof there at Wimbledon.